everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Bisano, along with this other guy over here, Josh Reese. What's going on?
What's up, Andrew? How are you doing today? I don't really have like a good intro. I was trying to think, but it seemed like you were more annoyed with my Jericho stuff last week, so I guess I can't do Jericho anymore.
I mean,
I would think something else.
It's a free country. You can do what you want.
Hachu?
What?
Hachu. Hachu?
Oh, are you doing your Ellsworth impression? Is that your James Ellsworth impression?
Hachu.
On SmackDown?
Excuse me. Hachu.
I don't get the joke.
James Ellsworth.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's why you didn't confirm it.
Well, he didn't say anything. He just kept on sneezing randomly.
Yeah. That was a better job than he did, anyways.
Thank you.
But how am I doing? You know, we were hanging out here for like a half hour. You know how I'm doing. Yeah. Don't pretend like we just...
You were playing Pac-Man.
Don't pretend like we just got in the studio.
Fans, if you want to know why this podcast didn't come out a few minutes earlier, it's because Andrew was playing Pac-Man.
No, it's because I was waiting for you to get here.
Whatever.
Slowpoke.
Whatever.
Oh, I've got to do Booker T's podcast first.
That one is a little bit more important. I'm sorry, fans.
Oh, really?
It's just what is what it is.
Okay, guys, you heard it here.
That's the one that pays me. Bam.
Okay. Oh, you got to hit me below the belt there.
That's right.
This doesn't even pay me, so shut up.
No, it doesn't. And that's a shame, because you put a lot of work into this, Andrew.
Well, that's the goal.
You slave over a hot microphone twice a week, and you have to come up here. Fans, I don't think you understand
You're such
this.
An ass kiss.
I don't think you understand this, fans. Andrew drives, 40
God.
Miles away?
No, it's not 40.
Whenever I drive to your house, it feels like I'm driving like 6 hours from where I am.
No, that's because you drive slow.
I do drive slow, and I always take wrong turns and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got lost.
But still, you drive a fucking shit ton of shit far away to get here.
Yeah.
I think it should be rewarded.
Oh, thank you so much. Such an ass kiss.
Such an ass kiss.
Anyways, but no, like, when you said, how are you doing, it reminds me of like when... celebrities go on talk shows and like, you know, Conan will be, and I like Conan, but they all do it. It's like, and now Megan Fox, and then Megan Fox comes out. Hi, Megan Fox. How are you doing? Oh, I'm good. Thanks. How are you? Oh, I'm great. No. Like they talked backstage before the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like that whole,
it's
how
not
are
just
you?
A new person. Like, oh, I've
right,
seen
like,
you for the first time today.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. To me, it's just a little weird because...
Oh, so what? Are we supposed to be like Jim Rohn? Like, as soon as we come in, no introductions, we just get straight to the shit.
Hey, clones, welcome to the show. All right, first topic. All right, let's see. Chad Johnson is an ass clown.
That's my Jim Rohn.
There you go.
Anyways, so NXT this week. First, we started off in Australia. Right.
When I saw that match,
the first match of the night, by the way?
So, right, when I saw that match, I was like, oh, so they're going to make this like the entire show. So they're going to carry the match for 50 minutes?
All no.
right. Sweet. It's going to be an epic match, because they did that once with Finn Balor and Nakamura.
Right.
When they did a whole episode. That was it. That
right.
was the match. And I was like, sweet. So this is going to be like a really epic match.
The only reason
Spoiler alert. It was not.
The only reason I knew it wasn't going to be the whole night is because last week they said that the next show would have those four qualifying matches.
I didn't pay attention to that part.
You did not pay attention.
Yeah.
Orton,
so I was
you know,
bummed.
You didn't pay attention to me either because I said it on the podcast. Yeah, interesting.
Ouch.
So
I'll take shots.
You know, this is Percy Watson's first show, you know, starting from the beginning. Because he just joined the
His
team
first
last
half
week.
Show.
Yeah. So he's useless. He barely even talks. And Tom Phillips will ask him a question. He'll be like, "What do you think this matchup between Cien and No Way Jose?" And he's like, "Well, yeah, you know, it's all about the title." All right, thanks, Percy. All right, and like he'll ask him another question, and Percy will just be like, "Yep." Like, you know, no details, one-word answers. He's very boring on commentary.
You've watched Major League before, right?
Of course. One of the best movies ever.
He reminds me of the broadcaster that never speaks, and then Bob Barker tossed him.
Right.
Say, what do you think about the game? He's like, it's going good. All right. Thanks for talking.
Yeah, yeah. He's not the best color man. Well, what is it? It's like he's not the best color commentary man for nothing. Yeah.
That's Percy Watkins. He's useless.
Yeah, Major League is one of the best movies ever.
It is.
Like,
and it's
just so perfect.
It's such a shame they could not follow it up in number two.
Or number three. Or number four.
Well, I can understand three and four, but number two would have been perfect. But no Wesley Snipes, no everybody else. And then you bring back half the cast.
right?
It was Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. A couple weeks ago, I had a dream because Charlie Sheen has been like teasing another, a Major League sequel for a long time.
Oh Lord!
I had a dream that they finally were making the Major League sequel. And Will Ferrell was in the movie, like they cast Will Ferrell, but he was playing Ricky Bobby in Major League. And like he, like in the movie, like Ricky Bobby becomes a baseball player and he joins the Indians and joins them. I was like, it's so weird.
You know who else they need? They need Danny McBride to play one of the pitchers.
Yeah, right. One of the pitchers.
That's right.
Him and Charlie Sheen just like do blow all the time. Like they just have a...
I never saw the final season of that. Did you ever watch that? Down and down.
I have like the last half of this of the last season to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I have like a few more episodes
to
go.
I need to watch that.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, we got Nakamura versus Samoa Joe for the NXT Championship inside a steel cage. This should all make for a very good match. However, it did not. There's just there's something. The chemistry, I guess, is not there with these two. I don't know what it is.
Plus, this feud is so old. So old. I'm so tired of it. And now we're seeing it week after week. Well, we're not going to see it
like,
thank Jesus.
I was dozing off during this match, honestly.
It was hard to follow.
It was very slow. It took forever for anything to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, Nakamura hits one suplex, and then he gets... And, like, he makes this face as if, like, holy shit. Like, I just did something awesome. No, you just hit a suplex. It's not that impressive. Anyways, at the end, Nakamura hits the Kinshasa off the top rope. Then he starts to walk out of the cage, but he closes it so that he can hit two more Kinshasas, and he pins Samoa Joe to retain the NXT title. And what did I tell you last week, Josh, about what I don't like in cage matches?
You don't like it when people don't escape the cage.
Right.
And Nakamura had a chance to.
Yes. And but again, I don't even like the fucking door. Climb out of the cage, man.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? We can have a pinfall in any other fucking match. Get out of the cage.
I agree.
Leave the cage. Gosh. So Nakamura retains. Then we go backstage, and Peyton Royce and Billy Kay are being interviewed. And they blame Daria. This is weird. So they blame Daria for their loss 3 weeks ago. Like, we have to go back 3 weeks to remember what happened here. It's like when they had the 3-on-3 tag team match and they fed Daria to Ember Moon and she got murdered.
Well, you just have to remember it wasn't 3 weeks ago. It was immediately after that match. It just took 3 weeks for it to get here.
Oh, right. Although Peyton Royce was wearing some different makeup, but, you know, I'm sure they filmed it, you know, a while back, I guess. So anyways, Daria then walks up and she says she wants to hurt one of them next week. So she said, you two figure it out. And who, I think it's Billy Kay, right?
Billy Kay.
Yeah. So it's going to be.
So how did they figure it out?
I don't know.
No.
So I guess Daria is a face now.
Oh, is she? I think, by the way,
if you follow Daria or Mandy Rose on Instagram, they're like best friends. And I think they live together.
Well, I remember Alex was telling me that the two Australians were really close.
I'm sure they are, yeah. But no, Daria and Mandy are like best friends.
Hmm.
Like, they're like very close to being like a lesbian couple.
Oh, so maybe I should follow them on Instagram.
They're like always hanging out. They're like PJ party, and it's just like the two of them, and they're cooking together,
like,
and
with pillows and stuff like that.
I don't know about the pillows, but like they're in PJs. Like, yeah, they do everything together.
Interesting.
They're like the best of friends.
Wow, date one, date both.
Oh man, yeah, three's company.
Yeah,
for sure.
Interesting.
So, anyways,
be a fly on the wall.
So yeah, I guess Daria's a face now. Our next match is the first of the qualifying matches to get to the Fatal 4-Way Elimination match. Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young, with Dillinger winning because Nikki Cross just randomly attacks Dillinger like 3 minutes into the match. And then the ref calls for the bell. He's like, yep, I saw that shit. Ding, ding, ding.
So when this was first announced, I saw Eric Young fighting. I was like, Ty Dillinger can't win. But I guess this is their way of giving Ty Dillinger a win and not making Eric Young technically lose.
Right. Yeah. This is how you don't bury Eric Young, because it's like, oh, that stupid bitch Nikki Cross, it's her fault because she's just so crazy. It seems like they made this stable just to build up Nikki Cross, which makes no sense because she's horrible.
Is it weird that I kind of want to see Eric Young slap Nikki Cross once? Like, bitch, get out of the ring.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? Because they're supposed to be crazy. So, I mean, he doesn't think like a normal person.
By the way, there is a terrible spot. So after this, you know, Dillinger throws Eric Young out of the ring. Mm-hmm. Who's the other guy?
Oh, is that Damo?
No, not Damo yet. Okay. The other guy in Sanity.
Oh, Jesus.
Who cares about his name? Whatever. He gets on the apron. Dillinger knocks him off the apron. Then Nikki Cross charges Dillinger, and he moves out of the way, and Nikki Cross just like just goes through the ropes outside the ring. Like Dillinger didn't even grab her to like get rid of her. Like, she just threw herself out of the ring. It looked very dumb. Like, that's very stupid.
That's right.
You have to at least like grab her, but I guess they didn't want him to touch her, because that would look like physical abuse towards a woman.
Oh,
even though it's a fake wrestling show.
Very true.
So,
and is it, well, shit, physical abuse to women? Remember when Roman Reigns speared the president of the fucking company?
But it was an accident.
No.
It was an accident. But look, if you want to go like that, I mean, the biggest star in the history of your company, Stone Cold Steve Austin, beat his wife. So,
yeah. And then What's-His-Face murdered his family.
Yeah, but they don't mention him anymore.
He doesn't exist. No, I didn't mention him either.
What's well, I'll say his name right now.
No!
Oh, they bleeped it. Son of a bitch.
WWE is everywhere.
I said his name was... Oh, they bleeped it again.
We just can't stop talking about... Beep. Okay, that was awful.
Beep.
So to this match for a second about Damo.
Yeah.
Am I being an asshole for thinking that Damo needs to put a shirt on?
No.
Because...
Well, we're used to it now. All the fat guys on Raw and SmackDown, they wear shirts now.
But it's not just that. Like, he's incredibly hairy.
Yeah.
Like super, super hairy.
Right.
Like, normally, like, you see all these guys on, like, all the shows and everything. They're smooth as a baby's bottom. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking hairless.
Yeah.
Cesaro doesn't even have fucking hair on his head.
Nope.
And yet, this guy looks like he's... has sandpaper all over his body.
Well, and Samoa Joe wrestles without a shirt, and he's hairless. I mean, yeah. You know, and he's a fatter guy.
Why haven't they told him?
You know, I wonder if they're gonna make Joe wear a shirt when he goes to the main roster, because all of the fat guys wear shirts, and that's, and I think it's because like Vince doesn't like, you know.
I don't want to see male titties.
Well, no, if you don't have a good body, put a shirt on. That's not how it used to be. Like, Yokozuna was the fattest guy, and he would just be shirtless. It is kind of gross. Like, I kind of prefer it. I know that's not like a nice thing to say, but look, I'm fat. I wouldn't want you to watch me with a shirt on, with a shirt off.
Neither would I. I'm happy whenever I come over your house and you have clothes on. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I try sometimes. Thanks. You know, like that last time I opened the door, I was just wearing boxers, right? So.
Well, that's why I knocked on the door, because you were like, just
But then you
in.
Like you ran in the door. I never seen you like come in my house faster than when I was wearing boxers. It was weird.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, we had some... No, never mind.
We had Vino. And...
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, Damo comes out again like last week. He beats up Dillinger while Sanity looks confused. Why are we delaying him joining Sanity? Like, why is it... Like, why did he just come out the first time and then put on the fucking jacket? And it's like, no, it's my jacket now.
That probably didn't fit. Damo's a fat mofo.
All right. You know what I mean. Fuck. Put it on and rip it in half. Who cares?
Yes. Fat man in big coat. But it still doesn't fit me.
I don't know why we're delaying it. Like, obviously, we're going towards that. Like, that's going to happen.
Is Damo the new leader of the Sanity?
I hope not. I don't know.
I don't know, but Eric Young sure looks confused and scared by him.
Yeah. Well, he should be. He's like 5 feet tall. So next up, we have Cien Almas versus No Way Jose. You know, Josh's favorite guy. Hey, at least my guy wasn't here. Wasn't on the show. Rich Swann was finally not on an NXT episode. Thank
God. He was there in spirit.
Oh, in spirit? Oh, okay. So Cien wins with his weird DDT. No one really cares about that match. So Cien moves on to the fatal four-way. Then we have Elias Sampson versus Roderick Strong. I don't know who the good guy is in this match. I guess Roderick Strong became a good guy now.
Maybe it's right? Maybe it's the famous two heel matchup.
No, I think Roderick Strong's a good guy now. But still, Corey Graves doesn't like Sampson, and Sampson's a bad guy. But Corey Graves is like, oh, fucking Sampson with his guitar.
Well, you can't. Maybe it's you just can't put over his singing because there's no positive spin you can put on that, even if you are.
Yeah, but even when Jerry the King Lawler was the main commentator, you know, first he was with Vince, then he was with JR. He liked the heels no matter what. It didn't matter how bad of a singer you were or how much you sucked. He loved you, and he was always defended. That's what made Jerry the King Lawler funny was when he would defend like. That's how, if Jerry the King Lawler was doing NXT, he would be, you know, talking about what a great singer and guitar player Elias Sampson is. And that's what actually makes it interesting and funny. Without that, Sampson's just a fucking douchebag.
Well,
because no one's validating that, like, anything about him. He's a piece of shit. Like, Tom Phillips is like, oh, this fucking guy. And then Corey Graves is like, fuck this guy. So no one likes him. It doesn't help him.
Well, that's why they have Percy now. Percy will probably love him, although I didn't hear much during this match.
I mean, JBL has a hard time on SmackDown. It's one heel with three face commentators, which is stupid. But like, even he has to pretend like Baron Corbin's like this badass when in reality sucks balls. So JBL has a tough job.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
So you're saying he deserves credit.
He deserves credit, yeah. I mean, look, you know, he goes over the top sometimes too, but he's easily the best one on SmackDown.
Yes.
Actually, he's the best one, period. He is. Out of all of them, he is the best one.
Okay.
Again, if Ronaldo would stop with the fucking pop culture shit, he would be the best, but he's not. He has the most professional voice. He has that voice.
Yep.
Anyway, so Roderick Strong gets the win with a running kick. It's like Daniel Bryan's finisher.
What do they call it?
They called it a running kick.
No, a running boot.
Okay, but on NXT, I listened. Corey Graves said, oh, and he finishes him off with that running kick.
Well, like, what are you
going to
believe?
Like,
what's written on the website or what fucking rando what's-his-face
says? I'll take Corey Graves over an intern who wrote that article.
Yeah, they did have...
But Corey Graves didn't even know what to call it. He was like, oh, the running kick. Although Daniel Bryan's is a running knee, right? Yeah, it's a running knee. Mm-hmm. So his is a running kick.
So I have a question. Elias Sampson sucks balls, right?
Sucks balls.
He's awful. What's the honky tonk? Did the honky tonk man like do the same thing that Sampson did? Like, would he put up a stool in front of the ring and sing before his match? Because he would come out with a guitar and stuff too, right?
He would come out with a guitar. I don't remember him singing before his matches and stuff.
Hmm.
But he was a little before my time. Like, I saw him at the end of his career. I'm pretty sure he wasn't singing. He was just like Elvis. His whole gimmick was that he was an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if he would like do like bad Elvis songs or whatever, rendition.
I think he would just dance. Like, he wouldn't go as far as Ryback. And fucking
hey,
do Elvis.
Calm down
do you
now.
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Ryback says, Ryback did this in a promo once where I don't know why the fuck they gave him a microphone. And he was like, because they were in Tennessee. And he was like, just like Elvis, you could say, I'm all shook up. Yeah. And he was like, his voice was cracking. Like, it was the worst Elvis impersonation ever.
Rough. That's rough.
It was so bad.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I can't defend that. Okay.
Yeah, so Roderick Strong gets the win. And now it's time for the main event. Because this man is the main event.
Oney Lorcan.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby Roode, amazing. Versus Oney Lorcan? Bobby Roode has to beat Oney Lorcan?
To be fair, he does have some victories in NXT.
He does?
And he debuted on SmackDown before all the rest of these guys.
But he lost. Didn't he lose?
Does a loss on SmackDown mean more than a win
in NXT?
NXT?
No, it doesn't. No, no.
I don't know WWE math.
Oney Lorcan is...
He's weird.
I mean,
weirdly shaped.
He can wrestle. Yeah, he's weird looking.
You know
it's not.
He reminds me of like what a heel James Ellsworth would be if he was good at wrestling.
Yeah.
If he was a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But James Ellsworth is not a good wrestler, and he's not a good heel.
No, he is not a good heel. So, yeah, I just, really, you couldn't get anyone else for Bobby Roode to fight?
Yeah, like, I'm starting to wonder, what happened to Austin Aries? I know he got punched or kicked in the face
or whatever.
Well,
no, he's still injured right now.
But it takes that long to get healed?
It wasn't just a punch in the face. He, like, broke, like, the bones in his eye, like, socket.
Okay.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. You know what's also weird? Who is that one buff guy that Samoa Joe like ruined his debut like 2 months ago? And he still hasn't...
Matha?
Yeah. Don Matha or something like that?
Yeah.
He still hasn't come back. I told you, they had to keep him away for a while. I think it's been long enough. It's been like 2 fucking months. So
they have to wait till Joe's out of the company.
Right.
Maybe Joe just hates tall people.
Yeah. They should, every week, they should be like, all right, Matha, you're up. And he's like, I'm not going out there. Samoa Joe's just going to kick my ass again. Fuck that. Again, I've never seen that before. That I have to give them credit for, like, burying a big guy's debut before he even makes his debut. I've never seen that in my life.
Do you think he's, like, not actually, like, a real wrestler? Like, he was just a jobber?
I would even give them more credit. Like, he was just an actor. Like, he can't wrestle. He was just, like, this actor that they hired to do this. I'd give them even more credit. That's very creative.
That is kind of cool. Because you build him up for, what? Like,
2 months?
Exactly.
All those shitty fucking video packages of him just looking at the camera like an idiot.
Could you imagine if they did 2 months of a build-up for James Ellsworth?
Oh, jeez.
He's coming.
And then he just gets whooped by Strowman.
And he's just sitting there.
Yeah. It's really run... The fucking James Ellsworth shit has really run its course.
No.
Like, I was into it. It was... I got it. It was funny. It's really run its course at this point.
I think the only way I would enjoy it now is if they kept it to where him and Ambrose were, like, buddies or whatever, and Ambrose was just cracking on him all the damn time. That would have been funny. I would have loved to have seen a tag team between Ambrose and...
Because he's got a 2-year contract, so I think eventually whenever...
Wait, Ellsworth has a 2-year contract?
Yeah, he got a 2-year contract.
Holy fucking shit.
So whenever this AJ Styles feud is done, which I imagine, you know, like next or whatever, in a couple... Whenever he fucking has this James Ellsworth match, or if he ever has it, once he's done with James Ellsworth, like once Ellsworth is done with Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles, unless we're getting an Ambrose Styles or Ambrose Ellsworth match at WrestleMania, that's probably where we're going with this. No, but once that's over, Ellsworth is finished. Like, meaning he's just going to be like Santino Marella after that. Like, you know, he's going to, like, do you ever see Santino? He's going to be Santino
just
Marella.
Just as a woman once.
Like, just be the stupid guy that has stupid matches, and he's for the kids to make them laugh. That's where he's headed.
I laughed at him for a while, but not anymore. Now
that's where
it's
headed.
Sad.
And he's going to get a stupid, or his no chin music will be his finisher. He'll beat jobbers just like, you know, low mid carders like Santino beat.
And then he'll
come in second place at the Rumble, just like Santino Marella did.
Oh, no. That would be awful.
Yeah.
And if Shawn Michaels was out there, he would toss Shawn Michaels over the rails?
He probably would, yeah. So, anyways.
And then you would jump the ring.
I would, yeah. I would beat the shit out of him. So, yeah, Bobby Roode, you know, he wins. So, Bobby Roode gets the win, and Tom Phillips finally says it. Did you hear it?
The glorious.
He says he gets the win with a glorious DDT.
That's right.
It's about
God
fucking
time. I think they do listen to this podcast, Andrew.
They must.
A bunch of our suggestions are starting to come through on the actual
Like
product.
A week or two later, they say like what I say on the podcast. Mm-hmm, it's weird. Mm-hmm. So
we
I
talked
guess so.
About them adding a belt. Apparently they might be doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Maybe if we just keep on shitting on other things, maybe they'll start changing things.
Yeah. That's true.
We're done with this Joe and Nakamura feud. I bet you it won't happen anymore.
Well, they've already said that. Yeah, good one.
Damn it, I wanted to take credit for that.
Yeah. Anyway, so next week we're going to have Ty Dillinger versus CN versus Roderick Strong versus Bobby Roode to decide who will face Nakamura at TakeOver San Antonio.
Oh, my God. That's what's happening?
Next week.
I think I just figured out who's going to be in the finals.
What do you mean? I just told you who's in the
finals. No, but who's in the final match in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be Dillinger and Roode again, isn't it?
What? What are you talking about?
Because they're on opposite sides, right?
No, this is a Fatal 4-Way next week.
Oh, god damn it.
It's a fatal four-way. Whoever wins it is the number one contender.
Shit. Yeah. I thought you meant they're going to have the... Okay, no, I can't.
A tag team match to decide the number one contender?
No. I thought you meant like the number one contender would be decided at
TakeOver?
At TakeOver.
Oh, no. Okay. No.
Okay, so the belt is going to be defended at TakeOver.
Of course.
Against whoever wins, which will be Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to figure out.
It is. Look, the match already happened, but I think you could figure it out just by looking at that.
Oh, the match did happen?
The match already happened, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's get this over with. Who is your worst dressed?
Worst dressed, Oney Lorcan.
He barely wore anything. Barely is dressed.
He's just too awkwardly shaved, and he's weird, and he has a very strange body.
Yeah, I had CN. He didn't wear the overalls, but he still had that stupid hat.
The stupid feather hat, yeah.
So, best dressed? Just pick it.
I guess
you always pick him.
Bobby Roode.
You always pick Bobby Roode when he's on the show. You always
amazing.
Pick Bobby Roode.
He looks amazing.
Anyways, I had Bobby Roode. So.
Oh yes. And the way he can spin on that pedestal, he actually looks like a plastic toy or whatever. He's just spinning there and not moving.
Right. I mean, I might have said Peyton Royce, but you can only like see her face.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, obviously good looking.
Maybe she wasn't wearing any pants.
I'm sure that's exactly.
That's why they had to film her from the chest up.
No, they had to film her from the chest up because the reporter only like she's so small, like her head's like at their waist. So the cameraman has to lay on the floor while he films them, which I don't mind. So worst moment of the show, No Way Jose.
You already know all my answers, Andrew. But no, not worst moment of the show. Worst moment was
the steel cage match.
Steel cage match. Yeah, not only that, did you notice that when they were doing the audio for that they cut the audio in like the middle of his set?
Yes, and then they
that
cut
was
to commercial.
So stupid.
And then it went to commercial.
Yes.
I thought it was like I thought the network messed up. Like
when you watch
YouTube videos and it'll just randomly cut to a commercial. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what happened. I was like, oh wait, I could fast forward this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, how the fuck did they fuck that up?
You're taping this stuff.
Like, by the way,
happened.
They can go back and fix it right now.
Yes.
They can still go back and fix it right now.
So strange. And another thing,
watched NXT last night, so it still was messed up like that.
Yeah.
So.
They're dumb. So do yours, and then I want to get to a mini rant. Go ahead.
Do my what?
Your worst moment. Was that your worst moment?
Yeah.
Okay. So my mini rant. I think it is, okay. On NXT, it's fucking ridiculous that they have commercials in the middle of a match like that.
Well,
have a commercial after the match. Yeah. There's no point. Okay, there's no point for me to watch a preview for Roadblock, a 20-second preview Roadblock.
I know.
Or whatever the fuck it is. Why break the match for 20 seconds?
There's
no goddamn reason for it.
Here's the biggest problem. You're not even making money off these because they're not commercials; they're promos.
Yes,
we're not watching advertisements. We're watching network promos.
Yeah,
we're already on the network. That's like if you're watching Netflix and then they're like, "Hey, please watch Netflix." Yo, yeah, we're here. I'm already here.
They suggest it after I'm done watching it.
Right.
Hey, this is something you should watch after that.
Right.
But they're okay. So,
I know Roadblock's on Sunday. That's why I have the fucking network.
Yeah. So okay. So even if you want, even if you say, okay, we have to have commercials in the show, do it after the fucking match. Hey guys, we'll be right back after these words from our own company.
Hey. At least get actual sponsors. That's like if we decided to fuck with you people and we did fake commercials on the podcast.
Maybe we should. We should do it. You know what? I'm gonna do a commercial for myself, promoting myself, guys. My name's
like,
Josh Reese.
Or we're gonna
follow me on Twitter.
Or like we run a promo for the Raw and SmackDown recap podcast, but that it wouldn't make sense.
Maybe we should. You know what? That was an excellent podcast this week. I thought you and Eric did an excellent job.
Thanks.
It was very creative. I like the energy that you guys brought. You guys had a lot of energy. And I thought the fan questions were really fun and entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
And they created a lot of spark and debate. And I think it's something that if you're only listening to this NXT podcast, you should definitely listen to the Raw and SmackDown recaps.
Thanks.
No problem.
Did you
now
did
back
you like
to
the,
our regular
wait, did you like the
program.
Intro to the show?
What was the intro?
You forgot?
I did.
Hold on. Wait, I'm going back on it. Hold on. Play.
What was it?
Play.
Can you tag it real quick? I gotta go piss really bad.
Yeah.
I gotta go piss that, really bad. Yeah. I gotta go piss. I gotta go piss.
That was good.
Yeah, it was great. That he was like, good. Fuck, you're gonna use that now. I'm like, yeah, you know I am. Of course I am.
You know it, bro.
Yeah. All right, so what was your favorite part of the show?
Man, I don't want to say Bobby Roode winning, because that was, of course...
Bobby Roode's entrance.
His entrance.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so great every time.
It is amazing. I'm really looking forward to his Royal Rumble entrance. Not Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble
his
weekend
takeover?
Entrance.
His TakeOver entrance?
Yes.
Yeah. Should be pretty amazing.
Yes.
It's probably going to be glorious, if I had to guess.
I would imagine.
That was corny. Anyways, let's move on to some news and rumors. You know, I don't know if this is news or I guess it's rumors, but I don't know, whatever. So Samoa Joe was at an NXT live event on Thursday, and he told the crowd that he wasn't clear to compete, so it looks like he has some sort of injury. Because
I knew he got hurt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? When?
It looked like he got hurt in that match.
When? Where? And what's the injury?
Because
the internet
when he
doesn't
got
even
Kinshasa'd!
Know. Oh my God.
Like five times. I don't know if you noticed, but he was bleeding on his head afterwards. Maybe he got concussed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So like Nakamura Brock Lesnar'd him?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's all I got. I know you have something, right?
Well, it's just that I was showing Andrew these pictures of this really hot chick earlier. And apparently the WWE is about to or in talks to sign a 6'5" female kickboxing
champion. Wait, they already have
champion.
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax is only 6 feet tall. But this lady is even bigger and even sexier than Nia Jax.
Well, everyone's sexier than Nia Jax.
Not everyone. I think Nia Jax is a beautiful
You're
lady.
Sexier than Nia Jax.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. I can't pronounce her name, so I'm sure if you type in 6'5" female.
We're not even gonna
champion,
attempt. Isn't she like it's like it. She's like Russian, right?
Sure, she could be.
It's like
That might have been the name. I don't know.
I think that's it.
There was like 18 characters in the first and last name. But yeah, she's a beautiful lady, and I can't wait. If it is true, I can't wait to see her debut on NXT and start running roughshod over the whole entire division.
Now, that being said, she's not fat like Nia Jax. She's skinny.
No, she's
But she's still a little tall
lady.
For my taste, 6'5".
Andrew.
I tend to date short girls.
Come on, man.
My fiance's like 5'3".
Tall girls need love too, man.
Sure, yeah, just not from me. That's all, you know, it's fine.
Fine, more tall ladies for me, bruh.
Yep, they're all going to you.
All right.
All right, so anything else? Any other rumors or news?
No other rumors
all right.
or news.
Let's get some fan questions here.
Question.
Ron Johnson, any chance Dillinger gets called up before Bobby Roode?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think so.
I think
there's nothing else for him to do.
Well, I think they're creating this title for him. I think this like other title that they might come out with, I think it's going to be for him.
Well, if that happens, maybe he'll never leave NXT.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Yell said it would be the TV title. I do have a hard time thinking
that would be the TV title. No. I did not say it was going to be the TV title.
Well, Yell said that
that's what the rumor said, and that doesn't make sense to me because the show's not on TV.
Yeah. Well, they had okay. So the main is the NXT title.
Yeah.
What would you
the network title?
Network title.
No.
Well, what
who cares? You can think of anything.
Maybe this European Championship will end up being going over there. What do you think about that?
You mean the United Kingdom Championship?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Why didn't they call it the European Championship?
Because they're dumb.
That's weird. They own the rights to it.
That belt sucks ass, by the way. And people are like, well, I mean, you know, at least it's better than the other ones. That doesn't make it good.
Wait, so it's
that's the
biggest
problem.
Shittiest one?
The biggest problem with huge WWE fans, don't get me wrong, I'm a big WWE fan, but a lot of fans give WWE credit just because they use this excuse, well, at least it wasn't as bad as this other thing, but it's still bad.
Right.
So you can't give them credit when it's still bad.
Listen, if you have...
It's like a lion. It's a lion and a horse. A boxing. What is that? And then someone was like, no, look, it's like that was... That's on the United Kingdom, whatever it is. And I was like, okay, so what? We should put Abe Lincoln on the U.S. title?
Oh, that would be cool.
We should put a bald eagle on the U.S. title?
Yeah, or George Washington chopping down a cherry tree?
Yeah. Right.
Listen, if you have two pieces of
shit... Or just Uncle Sam on it, like with a thumbs up?
Or Hulk Hogan?
I tweeted all those other ones. One of them was like Hulk Hogan with a flag. I was like, we should put that on the title. Yeah.
That would be good.
He's a real American.
They should have one of those, the Brother Championship.
The Brother Championship? Where... Okay, yeah.
Hulkamania.
Whatever.
Hulkamania is running wild.
You can only
wild.
Defend it against a bloodline, so it just stays with the Usos. Yeah, it's the Us Championship.
They do have a long and lengthy bloodline. Is Nia Jax part of that family?
I don't know. I think she's like related to Godzilla. Because she's big.
That's fucked up.
But she screams like Godzilla.
Don't talk about...
She's like... Yeah!
Don't talk about my lady like that.
So you think it's hot when she goes...
Dude, if you're in the throes of passion and she does that, I think that would be amazing.
So her face is hot too and she goes... No, it's ugly.
Do it justice, Andrew. Roar!
No, it's way worse than that. It's like a pterodactyl.
I think she sounds beautiful.
Sounds like a pterodactyl in Jurassic Park. Anyways.
She sounds beautiful and I can see why Braun Strowman finds her attractive.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine watching that? I'd actually be interested in watching it just to see what, like, a nuclear explosion looks like. all right, Jason Dearham. With a long wait for the second half of The Walking Dead season ahead, who do you look forward to seeing more, Negan or a rejuvenated Rick Grimes?
Well, okay, do you want to save Walking Dead to the end? Or do you want to do it now? Because if we talk about Walking Dead, it's going to take us a while.
Well, that's fine.
There's a
lot of Walking Dead questions.
Oh, is there?
I think there is. Let's see. Maybe not.
Because there was a lot that happened on this episode, and a lot that needs to be reconciled on this episode.
All right, so we'll talk about that. Well, I'd say for now, I'm interested in rejuvenated Rick Grimes. And then Jack Bruffel says, if you guys were in a Walking Dead situation, which wrestlers would you want in your crew?
Oh, Ryback, certainly. Ryback, Braun Strowman.
All the slow guys, so that the walkers get them first.
Well, yeah.
So Big Show.
They're big and strong. Big Show, Big Mark Show. Henry, Umaga.
Umaga's dead. Oh, and you said Umaga.
Shit.
Umaga.
Is he really?
He's dead, yeah.
Hmm. Oh. Well, yes, I would want big guys. Random aside real quick.
I mean, Big Show could just punch their heads off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he'd do the slap chop.
Right.
Squat.
Yeah.
Random aside real quick, because if there's one thing we're known for in this podcast, it's random asides. Umaga.
Umaga. Umaga.
Umaga. Usmaga. Usmaga.
Yeah.
Those were all real tattoos on his face?
No, I don't think so.
So you draw those on every time?
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Andrew, you're the guy that I come to for all these things.
I think it is he drew it on every time.
All right, well, fans out there, feel free to tweet me and Andrew. It's something I've always been interested in because I see him all the time, but it doesn't like rub off in a match.
Hold on. This is a Yahoo question from 2008. Does Umaga have tattoos on his face or is it paint? People says it's paint. If you notice, he has different designs every week.
Oh,
yeah. So I thought it was paint. Yeah, because he was
must
he,
be good paint because I've never seen it rub off in a match.
Yeah, it's a lot of paint.
It is.
All right. Jason also wants to know if rumors are true about Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Wait,
oh,
what?
God.
There are rumors for that.
Oh God.
Cite your sources, bro.
Will they have to break Charlotte's pay-per-view streak if she doesn't lose tomorrow, that is? Let's just pretend that's not a rumor.
That's interesting. Yeah, because Rousey, I would imagine, would have to lose in order for her to entertain a WWE contract. If she wins...
She did lose already.
Well, if she wins next
week. No, I actually want to see her. I hope she wins. No. It's Christmas. It's New Year's Eve is when
New
she
Year's
fights.
New Year's Eve? Okay.
Or the day before New Year's Eve. Yeah. It's Friday. Because New Year's Eve is on a Saturday.
She's fighting on a Friday?
Because New Year's Eve is on Saturday. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rousey's like, I'm not going to be fighting on a Saturday. I got to go get fucked up. Fucked up,
Well,
bitches.
They don't want to compete with New Year's Eve, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Because the fight, first of all, if they did it on New Year's Eve, like the main fights here start like at 11 Central. In True. New York, it'd be like they'd be like celebrating New Year's as they're coming out to the ring. 2-1, Happy New Year! Here comes Ronda Rousey.
True.
So you can't do that.
Fair.
Come on. Jamal Foster, on, what do you think of the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer?
Oh, did you see it yet?
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah, it looks good.
I'm very interested in seeing
Michael
Keaton play bad guy.
Yes.
He looks like he's going to be a little
bit dark. He's
played
a bad guy before.
What do you play a bad guy as?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is a bad guy?
Yes.
I thought he was a fun-loving
Did you
character.
Not see Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Did you only watch the cartoon, Josh? Because I will slap you.
No. I saw the TV. The TV?
The movie.
I saw the movie.
Bad guy in the movie, dude.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Huh.
But also,
the whole perspective. I'll have to watch that again and realize that he's a bad guy.
Desperate Measures is a very underrated movie.
I never saw that.
With Michael Keaton and Andy Garcia. Michael Keaton's a lovable bad guy in that, but he is a murderer. But still, like that's just who Michael Keaton is. Yeah. But he can play a bad guy very well.
Huh. I'm very interested
Don't
in seeing
it.
I thought the trailer was awesome. I love the part where he's like, wait, you guys aren't the Avengers.
Yeah.
The Hulk gave it away.
Right.
I thought that was
Again, my
funny.
Only beef with it, and it's not even the trailer, it's just I'm tired of going backwards. Like the first movies, he's in high school. Then they reboot it. He's in high school. Then they reboot it again, and he's in high school. I want adult Spider-Man. He's called Spider-Man, damn it. Not Spider-Boy. And this kid looks like he's 12. But no, other than that, it looks good.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. So
also,
right.
Aunt May is not hot. Aunt May was never hot.
Aunt May.
And Aunt
is
May
hot.
Is hot now.
Oh, yeah.
And Marissa Tomei is like in her 50s. But she's like the hottest woman to ever be in her 50s.
See, you can see why I was attracted to a lady that was in her mid.
For no one even knows what you're talking about. We didn't record that.
Oh well, there are
no.
Very
but that lady was
older
first
ladies.
Of all, that lady was not hot. Well, Marissa Tomei is a hot 50-year-old.
Well, everyone's hot is different, Andrew.
But that's another thing. Aunt May was never hot, so that's stupid.
No, Aunt May was like 80 years old.
So yeah, come
she
on.
Was grandma. Aunt May was
on her deathbed the whole time.
But no, it was good. I liked it. I saw somewhere apparently that Tom Holland went undercover in high school to learn how high schoolers talk. I thought that was the weirdest
no,
story I've ever seen.
No, that's gotta be a lie.
Because I was like, he looks like he's 13. He's in high
right,
school
I'm
already.
I'm pretty sure he's in middle school.
Yes. I just thought
you
that
know,
was
like seriously, in real
thing.
Life, what is he, 18? He was just he just was fucking in high school.
Right? But
Bullshit.
He's like, I have to go undercover as a method actor. No. You know, like Jared Leto used to go talk to psychopaths and stuff like that to learn how to play the Joker.
Heath Ledger became the Joker to be the Joker. And then,
he died.
So, yeah. No, but it looks good. I want to see it, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Michael Keaton's a great, great villain. Great choice to play a villain.
Really looking forward to it.
Autumn Wolf, can Josh stand on his head and pee in his mouth?
What?
Can you do that? I don't know.
I want to know what the hell, what's up with Autumn's beef? Why don't you like me, Autumn? Is it my voice? Is it because I can't do impressions like the rest of the What's Wrong with WWE crew? I do a good Mickey Mouse, I've been told.
Sometimes.
That's apparently
just
all.
Just that one week. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
sorry.
Well, I love you, Autumn. I think you're amazing.
Now you're making Autumn feel bad. That's the way to go.
But no, I can't stand on my head and pee on my mouth. Actually, recently...
Have you tried, though? You haven't tried.
I haven't tried. But I will say...
All right, we'll try it.
Recently, I did
we'll
try
Facebook
to stand
Live
on my
it
head.
After the...
We can
no.
try. I did try to stand on my head recently, and I was not able to do it. I fell over instantly. So,
Why
yeah.
did you try that?
I don't know. I was bored one day. So I was like, I wonder if I can prop myself off the wall and... Try to do a headstand. Yeah, okay. It didn't last very long.
All right. Randy Hernandez, what is your favorite match in NXT? Mine is, I've already said this.
Oh, okay.
The TakeOver Brooklyn with, Gargano and Ciampa versus The Revival. That's my fave.
That was
my
really fave. Good. Really good. Do you have a number two?
Maybe like Bayley versus Sasha, the Iron Woman match.
That was good.
That was
too.
Really good.
That was good too. My first is the same as yours. My second would probably be Sami Zayn and Nakamura.
Oh, okay. I thought you that liked really the good. Second. I thought you liked this last tag team match more.
Well, I'm counting all their matches as one.
Okay.
They're all amazing.
Okay.
It's all 1A, 1B, 1C.
Okay.
Okay.
Steven Azara, you guys
I
watch.
I can do a Maurice. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. He only likes green M&Ms. Okay. Green M&Ms. Holy
there was
shit.
A man in my house.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Can anyone confirm who watches Total Divas? Was it Ambrose? I'm guessing it was just Ambrose. You know, like.
Right.
Oh, what a crazy lunatic. He's crazy in real life.
Why is Vince McMahon
Renee's like,
in my window?
Renee's like, what are you talking about? It's just Ambrose. It's just Dean. It's my boyfriend. Toby Fish, if you could both recap NXT 2016 in one word, what would it be? Huh.
Progressing?
Fun.
Okay.
That's
there
hard
we go.
To describe anything in one word, but okay, sure. Fun.
Progressing.
All right. Also, would Josh rather have a lifetime of supply
more Little Caesars
of Little Caesars or bang Nia Jax?
Would we date or just like bang once?
I guess bang once.
Oh man. I'll take Nia Jax.
Yeah, because you can
wait. Does that mean
you can still afford Little Caesars?
But okay. I was so about like, to say, does that mean I can never have Little Caesars
no.
again?
No.
Okay, if I can have Little Caesars again, I can afford Little Caesars, but...
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I would take One Night of Passion with Nia Jax.
Right. And a good question would be, like, would you rather have $1 million or Nia Jax?
Ooh. I would take $1 million, and then I would try to...
Become a professional wrestler to impress Nia Jax, and
yeah.
you can beat up on. You have to, like, work out, and then you can try to beat up Braun Strowman for Nia Jax's
yeah.
love.
I don't know what I would... Like I couldn't do Braun.
If you were able to
Josh!
Hook up, if you were to hook up with Nia Jax, would you let her sit on your face?
No.
Why? Because you would die.
Probably.
So
I would imagine so.
That's why, though, right?
Probably
because
yeah.
she would kill you.
Yeah.
Because she's huge.
I wouldn't want anybody sitting on my face, anyways. Why would
oh,
I want anybody's
on.
Ass on my face?
No, not their asshole.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like they ride your mouth.
I've never done that before.
Okay.
Well, I've never had that experience, so I don't know.
I mean,
maybe I would with her.
Lana could do it because she won't crush your skull, but Nia Jax, you can't do it with her.
I might do it with Nia Jax. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hit me up, Nia. Hey, babe.
Watch out for Strowman.
If the rumors aren't true with you and Braun Strowman, if you're listening to this podcast, I would love to take you out. Feel free to slide into my DMs anytime. They're always open.
Wow.
Babe.
Wow. Oh.
That's right.
Boy, I hope Ron doesn't listen to this show.
I hope not either.
He probably can't even read or he probably doesn't even know English. Toby Flanagan, what present are you guys going to get each other for Christmas? Did you get mine yet?
Oh, wait. Way to call me out, Toby. So a little side about Josh.
Uh-huh.
I hate giving and I hate getting gifts. I hate Christmas. I hate my birthday. I hate
your
holidays.
Did you say birthday?
Birthday.
Birthday?
Whatever. I hate them all. So
why? Why are you such a Grinch?
I don't know. I'm just weird like that. I don't like celebrating things.
Did something happen to you on your birthday? Something happened.
A long time ago.
Who touched you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too sad.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is all
true? I'm just weird like that. I just never really like celebrating my birthday. I hate getting older. I hate the fact that every year...
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this because your birthdays always suck. I told you I'd give you a good birth... When's your birthday again?
Oh, my birthday already came.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you're...
16th.
Of December?
Yep.
Oh, it was yesterday?
Yesterday.
What the fuck? Oh, well, happy birthday.
No! Thank you, Andrew. Yes.
How old are you now?
I am... 31.
You don't even know
31.
How old you are?
31. I told you, I hate it. If my parents...
Did you do anything with your family?
They took me to Red Lobster. That was about it.
Did you have a cake?
No.
No presents either?
Mm-mm.
Do they celebrate each other's birthday? Like, yeah. Do they get each other presents?
Yeah, I get
them. But they don't do it because you tell them I don't want presents or anything?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm a weirdo. I don't like...
How long has this happened?
Probably since I've been 25 or whatever.
Okay, I was going to say, that if you did it as a kid, you're just insane. Like, you're just not getting presents? Like, no. That's the time you get your favorite video games and stuff?
No, like everything I want or need, I buy myself. I would rather people not spend money on myself and just save it for them. Like, my brothers always ask me, Josh, what do you want for Christmas? Like, guys, I don't want anything. Just save the money and buy something for yourself.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Well, I want a Christmas present, so.
Okay. I'll get you a Kevin Owens bobblehead.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Oh, shit. I just ruined it.
Yeah.
I'll get you a James Ellsworth one. Well, his head pretty much already bobbles.
It's like an extra bobblehead.
That's right.
CJ, what do you guys think next time you do the NXT TakeOver predictions? If Andrew loses, he has to wear a Ryback shirt on the next pay-per-view video recap. But if Josh loses, he has to admit that Ryback is hot garbage and give up Little Caesars for a month.
Well, weird thing is, I haven't even eaten Little Caesars in a while. But when I do eat pizza, I always eat Little Caesars.
Okay. And also, you know, some...
Do you have a Ryback shirt?
No, of course not. No. Do you?
No.
So, CJ, you'd have to provide the Ryback shirt.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll get a white shirt and we'll just write Ryback rules on it.
Uh-huh. And he also says, would Josh be a Ryback... Would still be Ryback's biggest fan if he cut a promo about how much Caesar's pizza is hot garbage?
I don't think I could... No.
You wouldn't be able to forgive Ryback?
I wouldn't be able to forgive Ryback. Why would anybody diss Little Caesars? What has Little Caesars done to anybody other than provide hot and delicious pizzas at an affordable price?
It's shit pizza. It's shit.
They are hot and delicious and affordable pizzas.
Okay, hot and affordable. I'll agree with you.
Hot, delicious, and affordable. You're missing the keyword delicious.
No, I will not add that keyword.
I'm not sure if they're nutritious, so I didn't say nutritious.
You're not sure if pizza is nutritious?
Little Caesar's pizza.
It's not. I can tell you that. There is no pizza that's nutritious. No. Unless
it is,
it's
delicious,
like,
though.
Pita bread with vegetables, but that's not pizza. Okay? Adam Wilson, your thoughts on this fantasy warfare match. Rich Swann versus No Way Jose in a Bury Yourselves Alive match, commentated by Jesse the Mind. I mean, obviously, I love it. I'd come out and interfere and make sure that they're both buried very deep with cement.
Okay, so that match does sound highly entertaining.
Yeah.
So I've never really understood the buried alive match concepts, though. Explain that to me.
You've never seen one? Okay, it's simple. There's a hole, like, by the ramp. You have to throw your guy in there and literally bury him alive.
So they're just fighting outside and trying to...
Yeah. Yeah.
But so the
Undertaker used to choose that match all the time, and he would lose every time. It's like, dude, stop choosing that match.
So, I mean, like, so he just stays under the dirt for how long? Until, like, the fans leave and then he pops out of the dirt again? How does he survive in the dirt?
Has anyone else lost a buried alive match? I think, like, The Rock and Austin might have had. No, I don't know. It's always, look, I'm sure I'm getting something wrong. I'm sure someone else has. But all my recollections of it is The Undertaker gets buried alive. And, like, you know, he's under there for a few minutes, and then right as the pay-per-view ends, he, like, sticks his hand out of the dirt, and he's like, ah!
Interesting.
So stupid.
Interesting.
It's stupid.
See, because they do a lot of dangerous things in the WWE, but they're relatively safe, because they keep on doing them. Like, the time when they buried Paul Bearer in cement, like, that was real.
They really buried him in cement,
not,
Josh?
Not, like, of course they didn't let the cement set, but, like, How do you?
When did you see that? What do you mean he got buried in cement?
Wasn't it cement?
No.
What did he get buried in? There were like...
Oh, no. They, like, drowned him once.
Yeah. They do all these weird stuff, but it's like, it seems like incredibly dangerous.
I'm sure that was just special effects or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cement.
See? I thought it was cement. Yeah, like, how did
Undertaker kills Paul Bearer?
See, I would like to.
No, I don't think they showed the cement pouring on his body.
Well, yeah, it was raising up and stuff like that. But those things are the things that fascinate me.
And that wasn't cement.
What was
it? I'm watching
it. Oatmeal?
Yeah, probably. It was probably oatmeal.
Charcoal colored oatmeal.
Hold on. Ah, fuck it.
Andrew's doing the Zapruder.
Nah, the video is.
Anyways, just those things, like the technicalities of like, how do you bury somebody without killing them? How do you bury someone in cement? How do you bury someone in dirt?
Okay, I'm telling you, it really wasn't cement. They wouldn't do that. That's not like dirt. You could do. You could stay under there for a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, these things fascinate me.
Or they might have something under there. It's probably a. It's like a magic trick.
I know, but like, it's just these things fascinate me about wrestling.
Okay.
Like a guy when he lands on fucking tacks, that hurts. That hurts.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, I'm just saying that stuff fascinates me.
Uh-huh.
Hitting someone with a barbed wire bat, that hurts.
Well, the barbed wire is not real.
The stuff back in the day when Mankind would do it, I'm sure that stuff was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff fascinates me.
But the one Ambrose was going to use was not real.
No, that one wasn't.
It was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like taking a chair shot to the head. Like I was recently watching...
Okay, those chairs are made for that. Those are the flimsiest chairs ever.
They look hard.
No, they just sound great. So my mom's cooking pans,
mm-hmm.
like her old cooking pans were very flimsy and light. And if you hit someone in the head, it would not hurt, but it would make the loudest noise. So Joe and I would always grab the cooking pan, and we broke it. Like, we bent it. We did it so much that it broke, and my mom threw it away. And we were like, no, we would have just kept it. We would have just kept it for our matches that we had with each other.
Yeah.
And, like, we could just hit each other in the head with it, and it wouldn't hurt.
Interesting.
And it would make the loudest noise. That's what it's for. The noise makes it sound bad.
Well, why'd they stop chair shots to the head then?
Because it looks bad on TV.
I tell you one thing.
Because they're getting sued by all these wrestlers. Remember I named like 50 of them a couple weeks ago in that lawsuit? And it's about concussions and stuff like this. This is why they don't do the curb stomp anymore. You can't do the curb stomp because your lawsuit, but Undertaker can still tombstone people. It makes no sense.
But he's special.
I guess he is.
You can't sue someone that's not alive, Andrew.
It's stupid. That you might as well outlaw punches to the head. It's all fake, you dumbasses. But the chair shots, you're actually hitting someone in the head with a chair. But still, like, you can get injured if you miss him, if you hit him like with the wrong part. But as long as you hit their head in the middle of the chair, where the seat is, there are these flimsy chairs. Jeff Hardy, and a lot of people, all you have to do, by the way, most people just put their hand up and block it with their hand.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You can still do chair shots. Everyone blocks it with their hands. There's a few people that would not do it because they wanted to make it look really cool. And one of them was Jeff Hardy. He would take some brutal chair shots and Mankind. Brutal chair shots to the head and not block them.
Well, the reason I thought about this was I was recently watching the Royal Rumble where Mr. McMahon won.
Yeah.
And like... As they're getting into the ring, Stone Cold chair shots Mr. McMahon right in the head.
Yeah.
And, like, he takes it, like, flush.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. Like, he just, like, broke the old man in half with a fucking massive chair shot.
It's like every week I have to remind you that wrestling's fake, Josh.
No, I know. But I'm like, it's just those parts of wrestling, like, fascinate me. Like, how does that not, like, kill him? I don't understand it.
Because it's a flimsy chair.
Well,
I just told you
understand.
Now you understand.
Yes, okay, I'm good. Just saying. That stuff had fascinated me.
All right. Also, you've seen where he beats up Vince in the hospital, right?
Yes.
And he grabs that pan and he just hits him in the head with it. And
that
it has,
one did
like,
look real.
It's like, boom! It's the funniest sound.
Yeah.
Adam Wilson also asked, what's your favorite scene in the movie Casino? And for...
Casino.
And why, and Andrew, why do you wrongly believe Goodfellas is better? I'm not wrong. Goodfellas is the better movie. Have you seen both?
You're going to be mad at me. I've never seen Goodfellas.
All right.
Never seen it.
That's the end of the show. I'm sorry.
I've heard it's a good movie. I've heard pieces of it.
It's the best movie.
Like, doesn't Joe Pesci do a thing like, you looking at me?
That's what that's from, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking at me? Uh-huh. Don't look at me. Whatever. Yeah. Something like that.
That's why they got him for Home Alone. They were like, shit, he's funny.
Yeah.
He got Home Alone right after Goodfellas.
Oh, I didn't know that's how it came.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of Casino.
Oh, Casino's, that's another mobster movie with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. Yeah. I don't know. I've only seen it once. Like, I don't remember a lot of scenes from Casino. It's just such a brutal movie. The ending is so fucked up. It makes you really depressed.
You can spoil it. I'm not going to watch it.
No, I'm not going to spoil it in case people want to see it. But it's brutal. Mark Maravillas, who is the best at promos in NXT?
Well, Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode, yeah. Who else? Samoa Joe is good at promos in the middle of the ring.
Joe's good.
But yeah, I'd say Bobby Roode.
Girl-wise, I don't know if there's any girls that are good at promos.
No, there's not right now.
Yeah. Maybe the 6'5" chick, she's going to be great if she's
English. I'm sure, yeah. Toby.
I will break you.
Toby, are we going to get some more girl talk this week about hair products?
I don't know.
Did you try using gel yet?
No, I don't have gel. I don't buy gel. I don't buy stuff for myself much.
So who bought you that Pikachu shirt that you wear every week?
This is my brother's.
Oh, my God.
What about you?
Do you buy your own clothes?
Like, I'll go to Goodwill every once in a while and grab some clothes.
Okay. All right.
Like, you want girl talk? What about you, boy? What about you, boy?
What about me?
You look like your hair's a little bit fluffy.
Well, no, I played football right before this. And I gelled my hair yesterday and I woke up and played football. So I didn't gel my hair again to play football. What I want, I need to look hot for my football friends.
Maybe. I don't know.
No. All right. Narendra Bond, what are your thoughts on the YouTube channel? What culture having their own wrestling promotion? Could you guys do a better one?
Well, we've asked people to help donate to Patreon so we could afford TNA, and then we could show you.
I don't want TNA anymore.
Well.
No, yeah, I would love to do my own wrestling promotion. However, we don't have the resources and the money that What Culture has.
Yes, no.
So.
Yeah, those guys are strange.
You know, I mean, their videos are good, but they make up like half the stuff. And they're like a little overly corny sometimes.
Yeah, and some of their Adam Blampied, whatever his name is, he's funny. I enjoy him. He's nice, but like the rest of the people on What Culture, I think they're pretty stupid and kind of dumb. Like Ross, whatever his name is, the stupid guy that wears the scepter and all that stuff.
I have no idea.
It's very stupid. You'll never see a What's Wrong with WWE person looking insanely stupid like that on camera.
Antonio Dominguez, do you believe the wrestling podcast that suckles Vince's flaccid phallus believes the crap they say? You'd have to tell me what podcasts. Plus, I don't really listen to any other wrestling podcasts. Like I said, I listen to like the Jim Cornette Experience. But
good.
Yeah.
I listen to Jim Ross, but he doesn't talk about wrestling much.
No.
No. Like he'll interview wrestlers, but it's more like about their backstory and stuff like that. Kind of like Booker T whenever he interviews a wrestler. Like he doesn't care about wrestling as much. He just wants to know like tell me about your life.
Yeah.
How'd you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
I still can't do a Booker voice.
No, stop trying. So, Walking Dead recap?
Oh, Lord. Okay,
what'd you think of the episode?
I thought this was a very good episode. But I thought some pieces in the episode did not make sense with the rest of them. What about you?
Like what?
Okay. First of all, when... The biggest thing I thought was stupid was Daryl getting out of the Negan compound.
Why? Jesus got him out.
Of course. But so as soon as Negan gets back to his compound and sees Fat Joey's head bashed in.
Right.
All he has to do is turn right back around. All right, I guess we're going right back to Alexandria.
Well, that is a good point. Like, and at the end of the episode, Rick's like, you know, we got to fight. Well, you better fucking fight right now.
Right. And they still don't have any guns. They have no ammo.
Right. They got to go to Dyke Island to get the guns.
Yeah, but Tara hasn't spilled the beans yet.
Right. That's right. She
so,
hasn't.
I mean, they still have all these episodes to where they're going to get where they need to go. But the first episode has to be Negan getting back to his compound and seeing that Daryl's not there anymore.
And I imagine... Because first of all, I imagine that's already happened in theory because they go to the hilltop.
Right.
You know, so like that took a while, right?
Yeah.
So Negan's already gotten home at this point.
Yeah. Oh, Fat Joey. Well, I guess. Or what does he do? Like, okay, Daryl, he's a badass. I like badasses.
Yeah.
So I guess he can stay. He can go wherever he lives.
I don't know.
I did.
They got to hide like the little kid. You know?
Which one?
They have to hide Rick's kid. Oh, or Shane's kid.
What's
Judith.
Judith, there you go. Yeah. I loved Negan's reaction after he almost got shot. I thought that was so amazing.
Yeah.
Just that 30, 40 seconds immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
What the shit? What the shit?
Right.
You shot me?
Yeah.
You tried to shoot me? That was so believable. I totally loved his character.
He was like,
moment.
You shot Lucille! She got in the way.
That's right.
Rosita. I was like, oh, I like her now.
Rosita is a badass.
Like, I like Rosita now.
She's a badass.
I mean, I always liked her because she was good looking, but...
Because she was Latina.
So you don't think she's good looking?
No, she's aight.
She's aight?
Yeah, she's aight.
She's more than aight. You lunatic.
She's all right. Oh, Lord. Here we go with the Hispanic thing, man. I can't like white girls?
Yeah, you can, but... Okay, forget it.
Like, I think Maggie's amazing.
Yeah, she's so good looking, yeah. So, you know, I like that Spencer died, because I hated him.
Yes.
I like that the other
Spencer
chick... Who's
go.
The other girl that died? The other woman?
Oh, it's not Denise. Man, I don't remember her name.
Is it Olivia, or...?
It is Olivia, yeah.
She's the worst.
Yeah, her most memorable moment was slapping Negan, and that was it.
Right. He's just like, kill someone, and she just shoots her in the
Bam.
Face.
She was pretty close to Carl.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And then
Carl
Spencer
was holding Judith, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She almost
fucked
shot
up
one
shit.
Of those.
And Carl just stands there. He's not. He's like, oh yeah.
I'm used to this. I saw people's heads get beaten in. This is nothing.
I like when he killed Spencer, and you knew Spencer was dying from the beginning of the episode because he's being such a cocky motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, you're such a douche. Like, so it made you like want Negan to kill him, you know? Like, and then Negan's like, I think you don't have any guts. And then he cuts him and his guts fall out. He's like, oh, shit, you do have guts. I've never been more wrong in my life.
That was great.
That was good.
I'm still mad that they didn't go with how I wanted it to go and have Negan make Rick beat the shit out of him.
That'd be good, too, but then Rick would continue to be his bitch.
Yeah.
And this episode ended with, hey, Rick's not going to be a pussy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that was, like, the best part. Like, oh, thank God, no more of this bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, no more, I hate Pussy Rick.
We're finally going to fight. Yeah, Crazy Rick is great, but
Crazy
still not
Rick.
Crazy Rick.
Well, no, but...
He's on the town to Crazy Town.
Badass Rick is the best. You know, like, when he's a badass, he just doesn't give a fuck. Like, that's the best.
So I guess the real question about this episode is how much butt sex did Rick and Daryl have?
Oh, you mean like right after they hugged?
That was
quite a bit.
That was the most passionate embrace I've ever seen between two men that I did not turn the channel off. That was a very very electrified embrace.
I thought you liked Brokeback Mountain.
I did not. I've
no,
never
I,
seen
I didn't
it. I never
see
saw
it either. No, that was to make all the girls cry. Yeah, but in fairness, you know, they're like brothers to each other. So if your brother was like held captive by some psychopath,
yes,
and then you saw him again, you'd probably hug him like that.
Fair.
You might tongue kiss him a little bit.
You know, the ass,
cut the balls.
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
all in all, good episode. I'm looking forward to seeing all the what do you call them? Tribes, provinces, towns. What do you call those?
Oh, you have a group.
Oh, okay. I look forward to seeing.
Don't
all
they
the
all
groups.
Say that you have a group?
Yeah.
Or what is it? No, not a group.
I think it is group.
Camp.
Right. Camp.
Yeah,
group.
You have a camp. Yeah.
I look forward to seeing them all unite.
All work together against Negan.
Because you got the kingdom, you got the hilltop, you got Alexandria plus Oceanside.
That's oh, is that four. What it's called?
Oceanside,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'll call it Oceanside instead of...
Yeah.
I think that's where Wonder Woman's from.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Oceana, and that's where...
I know, but I'm saying that because it's all women.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
They have all the guns, so...
They do. Now, who do you think the mystery guy is? Mystery Bootman?
I don't know. I'm sure the comic readers know, right? I'm sure he's from the comics.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's not. I hope he's not. It'd be better because then it'd be a better surprise.
Yeah.
But I don't know who it is.
Do you think he's nefarious?
It's probably like
His
Bruce.
Intentions
it's probably like Bruce Willis, you know? No. No, I don't know. Be interested to see that. Hey, who do you think should eventually kill Negan? Now, he's already confirmed for the next season, so I guess he's not going to die this season.
Should I give you a comic book spoiler?
I already know it. He's not dead in the comics.
Okay.
Well,
shit, you just ruined it for everybody,
I don't see them. Please. Please. Give me a break. In the comics, they do something different. I don't think they would do it in this show.
But you saw where Rick was.
Yes. Still, that's... I don't know. I don't know.
If they do go the killing the Negan route, I would love to see Maggie do it.
Maggie?
I'd love to see Maggie do it. You killed my father. Or you killed my baby's father. And I'd love to see her do it with like a pregnant belly too. That'd be amazing.
Oh no, have the baby kill Negan. Yeah, that'd be even better. That's who you would want to kill Negan?
I'd love to see Maggie do it. Yeah, get some vengeance. Because she was not only robbed of a husband, she was robbed of her baby's father.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like kind of like a double whammy.
And you know, the protagonist is really Rick. The main one's Rick, so it would make sense for Rick to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I also wouldn't mind seeing Dwight do it. Because they're kind of teasing that, too, because, like, I don't know if Dwight ends up turning on him in the comics, but, like, Dwight is just, he's just constantly shitting on Dwight. He's like, hey, I'm about to go fuck your lady again. I'm going to jizz all over her face, man. And Dwight's like... Cool, yeah. He's like, he's fucking pissed.
I love it.
So it'd be cool for him to be like, no, I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of you treating me like an asshole.
Yeah.
And he fucking kills Negan.
The thing is, the thing I don't understand is, like...
Okay. Or at least, he at least should turn on Negan.
But no, I agree. He should. when he does the iron, it's time for deja vu time.
Yeah.
Right. But anyways, so like, I don't understand when... Because like, okay... So you saw when Arat, when he told Arat, kill somebody. Did you see that moment when Arat was like, she didn't want to do it? She kind of like looked like she was confused.
Oh, really? I didn't notice
that.
Yeah,
like go back and you'll see like she's like, eh, and then she just pulls off and does the gun. I see a lot of moments in the show to where people in Negan's camp are maybe not fed up, but they don't want to go Negan's way, but they have to.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Like, they're all afraid of him.
Yeah, so I wonder, like, what happens, like, say Rosita doesn't hit the bat and she kills Negan. What happens? I mean, does everyone just, like, who's number two? Dwight's not there. You know, does everyone... What happens after that? I don't know what happens.
Well, yeah, the thing, like, if you cut the head off the snake... I mean, but look, you kill the leader of ISIS. ISIS doesn't, you know, someone else takes over.
Yes. If,
you know, like, that's usually how it happens in real life. Like, all these dictators, you kill one, the next guy shows
up. Yeah, that just seems like a much more disorganized situation.
Now, that could happen, but yeah, I just think they're all... It's funny how that is, like... Because, like, you have a... Like, all of them have guns. If they want Negan dead, they can just shoot him, but they're too afraid to do it.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah.
If the guy's intimidating, then you're going to be too afraid to shoot him. Because what if you miss?
Fair.
I don't know. Yeah. That's usually how it works, though, so...
Yeah, these are just the random questions I had.
You know what was the weirdest part of the show? And I don't get this.
Go on.
So someone tweeted to me. When Michonne hijacks that car with that woman in it, one of the saviors, and the woman says, you should just kill me and burn this car or throw it in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just shoots... why did the woman want to die?
She probably was... The only thing I could deduce from that is she was tired of Negan's shit.
Yeah?
She didn't want to go back.
That's what... I guess that's what I took from it, but what... I guess that's what it was.
The bigger thing I had...
It didn't make sense to me, though.
The bigger thing I had with that scene is... So they get to that point, and they're like, this is Negan. And they show that field.
Yeah.
And it's not the compound where Negan was staying at. It's just this random field with a bunch of bodies down
no,
there.
No, I think it was heading towards the compound.
But you didn't see the compound. You just saw a road, and it just went down that hill, and you just saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. They just looked like they were milling about.
Weren't those zombies?
Maybe they were zombies. Who knows?
I'd have to look at it again.
But how did...
I thought the compound was like in the back.
Mm-mm. Yeah, when you look, you'll see there's no compound. And that was the thing that confused me. I was like, how did she take that? That's an insurmountable task.
I don't know.
When it just looks like they're just fucking people just milling about. And then she goes, "We're all Negan." And I look, and then you see that crowd, and you're like, I don't, like, who's fucking Negan? I it was weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
And one of the other things about the episode, I guess, was kind of strange is, like, so all season long, or all last season, maybe it wasn't all last season, but a good chunk of last season, they were laying the framework that Eugene was going to start building bullets for him.
Yeah.
They built a bullet.
Uh-huh.
It worked.
Yeah.
Now the bullet maker's gone. And
no,
you still
Negan,
don't have any guns.
Negan kidnapped Eugene.
Yeah.
Now Eugene's going to make bullets for them.
Yeah, I know. Now, but like now Rick is even worse. Now he not only doesn't have any guns, he has no guns and he has no ammo.
Right.
So there's just so many questions.
Well, it's just to make it look hopeless.
And it is.
For Rick's group. Well, but we know it's not. But yeah. It's just to make it seem hopeless. That's mm-hmm. why they did that. So. Yeah, they need to go to Oceanside.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's in February. Takeover San Antonio's in January. So that's coming up in a month. But until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. You could also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our video recaps and all that good stuff at youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano. And you could check out our website, whatswrongwithwwe.com. Donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at whatswrongwwe. You could also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano and Josh is at Mr. Joshua. So that's all I got. I'm tired. I'm going home.
Me too. I'm
hungry. And I'm going to sleep.
I'll go get something. I'll have to go get me a Little Caesar's pizza.
I'm going to take a nap and pretend like you didn't say that.
You know you want some pizza.
Not that pizza. No. No. I will not eat it.
Okay.
I refuse. And everyone else refuses.
Everyone loves Little Caesars.
Little Caesars will be out of business by 2017. That's my prediction.
Look, I look at it this way. So, you
remember... Go ahead.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Go ahead. I turned the mics back on. Go ahead.
Nope.
No,
dip.
Come on.
Dip.
You were going to defend Little Caesars, right?
Oh, fine. I'll defend Little Caesars. So look, I look at it this way. Family Guy, back in the day, they said that, you remember when they had that episode where only a few people complain? Like just because 5 people complain, it means it's 5 million. Or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So just because there's a few people complaining on this podcast that they don't love Little Caesars, it does not mean that there still is not millions, if not hundreds of millions of people that love Little Caesars.
Yeah, but no one's come forward and defended you on that yet.
I'm just
said,
saying,
Little Caesars is good.
I'm just saying the silent majority is 100 times larger than the louder minority.
All right, let's just type Little Caesar pizza reviews and on Google and see what... 1.4! Enough said! We'll see you next week.